You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, we're officially into June.
How about that, huh?
This year is speeding along, and I don't think anybody's going to have a problem if this year will hurry and finish.
No joke. 2020 sucked, huh?
Be done already.
Yep.
Let's talk about our producer, Josh, who Jeremy noticed something. You want to describe what you saw the other day with
yeah.
his wallet?
Well, he was
his
talking
phone,
on his
phone.
Right? Yeah, he's got this phone case that's protecting his iPhone 4 or whatever he's got in there. And it's a clear case, and as he's holding it up, talking to somebody, I'm looking at the back of it, and I was like, is that the case that has a $100 bill on it? Or wait, and I got a little closer, I was like, oh no, it's a clear case with a $100 bill slid in between the phone and the case, so you see a $100 bill all the time. And I was like, first of all, dude, somebody's going to shove you down and take that from you. It's $100 right there, and you're waving it in their face. And second, why are you doing that? You look like a dork. Don't put $100 there in your phone
or a different D word.
D-bag. You know?
And yeah, then, stop doing that.
And then he came back at me, Dom, with it was a gift from his grandmother, and it was the last time that she gave him $100 for his birthday or something before she passed away. So he made me feel bad.
Wait a minute. He pulled out the old dead grandmother
line? My grandma
line?
Died right oh, as she was handing me great. This, and this is how I honor her, and it's good luck. Right. I was like, oh, I'm a jerk. But then that only lasted about 3 minutes.
You know, the first thing that pops into my head is,
what?
My God, first of all, I didn't know my grandparents, but if any family member ever gave me money for my birthday, it was like $5 or something like that, the most. I never had a family member whip out a C note
no
and
joke.
Say, here.
Like, my grandma sends me $5 on Valentine's Day and Easter. I mean, this is why we call him Rich Homie Josh. His family is loaded.
Dang. They just, they're like, they use $100 bills to light their cigars.
They just dry their eyes when they cry.
They didn't care if they ran out of toilet paper during the pandemic because they had plenty of $100 bills.
Grab those Ben Franklins over there. Oh, my gosh.
That maybe is more true than funny.
I know. So it's his lucky lucky C note.
Well, okay. So I used to carry around a lucky C note also, but it was folded up and hidden in my wallet, so it wasn't being flashed
it's
for everybody to
see. It's a little
flashy
for me.
Yeah, but I've had a lucky C note in the past, but then, I don't know, if like 3-4 years ago, something came up and I had to spend it while I was out. I never replaced it.
Drinks.
Probably. It might have been somewhere in there like, yeah, cash only. I'm like, oh, all right, here.
Here. Ah, I'm in luck.
It's lucky that I have a $100 bill on me.
I wonder if it's actually brought him luck.
Josh! How would you know, though, right?
Well, maybe it got him like, out of a, I don't know.
How would
it could have got him out of a pinch or something. But
that's the thing about, you know, carrying around a special charm is that you won't know if it's been lucky for you.
I guess if you're out, hey buddy, does that ever brought you like luck? Like, do you know that it's worked?
Like straight up like
luck.
A lucky situation?
Like I could see you, if you left your phone at home with your case and that, and then something bad happened and you're like, oh, if I had only had my phone and my lucky $100 bill, I wouldn't have gotten into this car crash.
I can give, well, yeah, okay, let me give you one example, and this may, obviously there may be no
correlation,
coincidence, or no correlation, anything like that. I was talking about the other day when I got a ticket, not pulled over and got a warning. The other day when I actually got a ticket, I did not have my phone with me, and it did not have the $100 bill in it.
So he got a ticket.
So that could be no correlation. You don't know, but that's
okay.
The
but then
got
you got pulled over again the other day and got the warning, and you did have your phone with you.
Had my phone with me. I don't know.
Grandma's looking down on you.
If you ask me, the luck in all of this was being born into that family. that was the luck, right? You know, when for your 16th birthday, you get a Maserati, you know, that's, you've been born into the right family.
A gold bar.
Right.
I've been waiting to give this to you.
Happy birthday. Here's 10,000 shares of Apple stock.
It was Google, but yeah, no.
Jeremy, you got any kind of lucky pieces that you carry around?
I'm trying to think. I really don't. I wish I could participate in this conversation, or I guess I could have made something up, but I don't really abide by all that. I don't have a lucky... And I don't think you do either, do you?
Not anymore. I spent my $100 bill. And that was it. Although we used to have somebody who worked on the show many, many years ago who this is the dumbest thing. I can say this now because this person is still a friend of mine. I'm not in touch as often, but they're still a friend. But they carried around, I don't know if it was on their person or in their car, but it was one of those Monopoly pieces.
Okay.
It was the
like a top hat? Like
the top hat. It was the top hat.
Oh, okay.
So they had a lucky top hat that they kept with them, either in their car or in their pocket. I can't remember which.
That's weird.
And I said, how come? And they said, I don't know. They said, once you just determine, if you deem that something is a lucky piece, then it's, I don't know if it's an OCD thing, but then, you know, something kicks in where you have now convinced yourself.
That is the funny thing about this, isn't it?
And you don't want to do anything to mess with the mojo, right?
Yeah.
So if the top hat from a game of Monopoly, do they even still have that game piece?
I have no idea.
They changed the Monopoly pieces. You hate the game. Well, I mean, so it can be anything like that. And whatever you say is my luck. Like some, honest to God, some people have lucky underwear.
Well, yeah, like if you wear them, you have a good night.
Or lucky underwear, like if they're going to go on a job interview, they wear their lucky underwear because they guarantee that it, you know, every time they wear it, something good happens.
Like Nicole carried around that rock forever, you know, the lucky rock that we, it was one of our first dates. We went out hiking and I had a big rock lodged in my boots and I pulled it out and gave it to her and she carried it around for, I think she still has it in her purse. And it's just her little lucky rock. It's her first time, you know, dating, going out.
Yeah, and if you assign that magical power to it, woe to the person who, like, throws it away or something because you've decided, right, that that's the charm.
Mm-hmm. It's strange.
I would love to know what Dom and Jeremy listeners have that is their lucky whatever. Because who knows what it is.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get it? Has it brought you luck? We want to know everything about it.
And even if it's the super weird stuff, like the people who keep their old umbilical cord after it falls off or whatever.
Like a baggie full of your toenail clippings.
I am absolutely loving our Facebook messages over a conversation we just had about what's your little lucky charm. Can I read you three of them?
Yeah.
Madeline says, my husband is a mechanic. He has a lucky wrench. It was his dad's, and he won't even use it anymore. It's just on the wall in his shop. All right.
All right. That's pretty
lucky
good.
Lucky tool. All right. Jan says, I have a lucky penguin. It's ceramic and in my bedroom on my dresser. Okay.
That's
lucky penguin.
Weird, staring back at you all night.
My favorite is from Elisa. She goes, for years, I had a lucky pair of underwear like you were talking about. And somehow, on a trip, they got lost. Let me jump in here for just a second. On a trip, how does a pair of underwear just somehow get lost?
Just got up and walked out, huh?
Anyway, she says, in the next week, I lost my job, my boyfriend broke up with me, and I had a fender bender. This cannot be a coincidence. She lost her lucky underwear and her...
And all hell broke loose. Those are some powerful panties. That is funny. Let me give you one more that came in on Facebook, and it's a dog. This is from Sarah. She says, is it weird to say my dog? He actually took off running one time and pulled me with him by his leash. Uh-huh. Just as a car hopped the sidewalk where we were walking, car would have hit me and my dog if it wasn't for my pooch. He's my good luck lab. Love, Sarah. Yeah, I guess it could be your dog. Your dog just saved your life, more or less.
I don't know if that's a good luck charm or more like a guardian angel. It's like a guardian dog.
Could be.
An angel in dog form.
Poor angel. Dragging its butt across the grass. Worst reincarnation ever.